Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. We start in the world of state volleyball at the Extreme Arena in Coralville. Day number two taking place yesterday. Class 3A quarterfinals started things off at 10 a.m. yesterday morning. It was Des Moines Christian, the one seed, over the eight seed Union by the score of 3-1. Sioux Center 3-0 past West Liberty. Also Davenport Assumption, the 2 seed, over the 7 seed Osage 3-1. And Mount Vernon, no issues with Unity Christian, 3-6, 3-0. In Class 2A, the number 1 seed Dyke New Hartford continues to roll, 3-0 over Carroll Kemper Catholic. Hinton passed Denver 3-1. Western Christian, a 3-1 winner over Sumner Fredericksburg. The 29th semifinal appearance all time for the Wolfpack of Western Christian. It's their 23rd in a row as Wapsie Valley fell and upset Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont over the Warriors 3-1. And the Class 1A quarters wrapped things up last night. Springville, the number 1 seed over Riverside, 3-0. It was Ankeny Christian in their first ever state tournament match, 3-0 over Don Bosco. North Tama upset by number 7 AGWSR. The 2 seed Redhawks go down 3-2. And Glenbrook Rhinebeck over Holy Trinity Catholic, 3-1. Day 3 begins with Class 5A semifinals. Iowa City Liberty, the number 1 team, 31-8, takes on 30-9, the 5 seed Ankeny Centennial. At 10 a.m., the other 10 o'clock match will be number 7 West Des Moines Valley at 22-20 against number 3 Pleasant Valley, who's 28-6. 4A semis slated for a noon start. Our featured coverage match will be the Western Dubuque Bobcats in their fourth semifinal in a row. We'll take on Cedar Rapids Xavier, the 5 seed Bobcats at 25-10. The Saints are 31-4. All the coverage, if things are running on time, around 11:50, Joan Salo and I will take the trip down to Coralville and have all of the Western Dubuque State Volleyball coverage for you coming up later on today, as the North Scott Lancers are the 2 seed, 33-5. They take on Clear Creek Amana. The 6 seed Clippers, 33-10 after that big upset over Marion on Monday night. The 2 o'clock matches feature Class 3A teams in the semis. Des Moines Christian, the 1 seed, and Sioux Center, the 4 seed. Number 2, Assumption, and number 3, Mount Vernon. At 4 o'clock, Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford and Hinton, Western Christian and Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. And Class 1A at 6 o'clock tonight, number 1, Springville against Ankeny Christian, the 4 seed. The other match will feature the 3 seed Gladbrook Rhinebeck against the 7 seed Ackley Geneva Wellsburg Steamboat Rock, who has the only losing record in the tournament with a mark of 19-23. To the world of Iowa football now, senior linebacker Jack Campbell is one of 15 semifinalists for the 2022 Dick Butkus Award. The Butkus Foundation made the announcement yesterday morning. The finalists for the Butkus Award are announced November 21st, with the winner being named the first week in December. Campbell, who was also a semifinalist for the Butkus Award last season, was also announced as a semifinalist for the Chuck McNark Award yesterday. Campbell, a native of Cedar Falls, leads the Big Ten with 82 tackles and ranks 11th nationally at 10 tackles per game. He recorded a safety in Iowa's win over South Dakota State, recovered a fumble on special teams at Illinois, and recorded his fourth career interception at Ohio State. Campbell and the Hawkeyes at 4-4 overall, 2-3 in the Big Ten Conference, travel to Purdue in West Lafayette on Saturday. 5-3 Boilermakers, 3-2 in the conference. It'll be 11:03 kick time inside Rossade Stadium, as the pregame coverage right here from the Hawkeye Radio Network will start at 9 a.m. The contest will also be televised on FS1. To Major League Baseball and Game 3 of the World Series last night, Houston starter Lance McCullers Jr. became the first pitcher to allow 5 home runs in a World Series game, serving up long balls to Philadelphia's Bryce Harper, Alec Bohm, Brandon Marsh, Kyle Schwarber, and Rhys Hoskins in the first 5 innings of the contest. The 5 home runs travel a total of 1,950 feet. The previous record of 4 homers allowed in the World Series game was shared by the Chicago Cubs' Charlie Root back in 1932, Cincinnati's Gene Thompson in 1939, and St. Louis's Dick Hughes in 1967. The Phillies surpassed the Astros easily 7-0. Game number 4 tonight back in Philadelphia with a 7-0-3 first pitch. In the NBA, these winners, Phoenix, Chicago, Miami, and Oklahoma City. In the NHL, these teams were victorious. Arizona, Anaheim, New York, Rangers in overtime, Tampa Bay, Vegas in OT, Minnesota, Boston in overtime, Dallas, New York Islanders, Seattle, Edmonton, and New Jersey. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Wednesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.